In this podcast, we'll be discussing chapters 8 through 10 of How to Lie with Statistics by Daryl Huff. So chapter 8, which was called The Post Hoc Rise Again, what I got from this was basically the cause and effect factor of statistics. Like, it started off by saying that they did a study and it said that people who smoke cigarettes are more likely to get bad grades. But what I liked about it is that it also talked about, but what if it's the fact that you get bad grades makes you smoke cigarettes? So I think that this chapter brings to light how statistics will make a summary. Like, every night on the news you hear that something causes cancer. But it's like, I don't know, I think to myself, like, not everything can cause cancer and not everything can cause something else that maybe is other factors, or maybe the cause and effect is switched. So what did y'all think about this chapter?
So one question I had during this chapter is, like, through the course of the experiment, how did you know if there was enough data collected to, like, come to those conclusions?
I also felt like it was a lot to do with assumptions, because people could assume that bad grades would lead to smoking, or the other way around, that smoking could lead to bad grades. So it's kind of like a thin line between which causes what, which would be the cause and which would be the effect. So it leaves a lot of room for open for interpretation.
Another example brought up in Chapter 8 was a study saying that women who go to college have less of a chance of getting married, while men who go to college have more of a chance to get married. This seems more like an issue with pride and men trying to stray away from women who are more independent and stronger than them. So this one study in particular makes a little bit of sense.
In Chapter 9, How to Testiculate, it talks generally about how statistics manipulates readers by changing the outcome of a graph or the information that they have been given. And one of the examples they did was changing things like the measuring of profit on college choice. So what they would do is have the y-axis scale be smaller increments than the x to show a steeper growth versus the reality of it all, and having both the same increments used for x and y to show what the graph actually is trying to represent.
I didn't like this chapter because I felt like it was very repetitive of all the previous chapters. I feel like it reminded me a lot of 5 and 6. And I think that, like, by reading this, it kind of confused me a little bit more about the whole graph and how it can be misleading statistics. But what I did like is I liked the picture that they had of the United States, and how I think they did, like, by property-wise, that you could have all of the states on the West Coast and it would only measure up to about 4 states on the East Coast. But if a picture looks like, I don't know, like, you would think that the first graph is like, oh my God, there's so many people. But, I mean, they're not lying how many people they're talking about, but they just use a picture to make it seem worse. But I really think that this was just repetitive from previous chapters. So I think that this, so far, is probably my least favorite chapter in the book, because it did nothing but confuse me.
Yeah, I agree with Taylor. This chapter was kind of repetitive. But one thing that stood out to me is the various tricks that they mentioned to show how statistics is manipulated. The reported income of a family was a good example. It was misleading, but it demonstrated the manipulation of the axis to show a steeper growth. And I think if you apply this to, like, a real-life situation, you would think of a family of 4 with that average income, and you could see how they are barely surviving. But from the graph, it makes it seem like they are making an appropriate amount.
So to sum up Chapter 9, the book tells us that statistics is an art as well as a science because of all the well-thought-out manipulations and distortions. The chapter also leaves you, like, really thinking about how when you see ads and statistics on television that a lot of times draw you in. So basically, this chapter is telling us to take a closer look, or a second look, at any newspapers, books, magazines, or advertisements before you believe in them, because, you know, everything is not what it seems. I'm
about to delete this. In Chapter 10, How to Talk Back to a Statistic, it, like, gives you kind of like a guideline to how to read statistics, because it says, like, you know, every statistic report isn't going to be false or try to mislead you, but a lot of them are. So the first question was, who says so? And I think that that this is an important one, because it always, you know, a lot of times they're biased. Like, if you have a cigarette company putting out an ad about something, they give you a statistic, more than likely it's going to be a statistic that's going to look better for somebody who wants for you to buy a cigarette.
Right.
So the second one was,
how does he know? How did they measure this result? And was there any sample bias?
Yeah, that one. I think that, how does he know? I think that's a great one, too, because you need to know, like, well, how did they collect the data? Was there enough people? You know, things like that. And then what's missing? I think for me, this is the most important question, because a lot of times it's very easy to, like, sweep under numbers when you get a report, and the numbers that you leave out could make a difference in your report.
one of the questions I found to be interesting was, did someone change the subject? And that kind of spoke to, like, the gray area between cause and effect. So a lot of statistics may prove something or try to have it be in their favor, so they won't really clarify which is the cause and which is the effect, and they'll leave a lot of things open to assumptions.
And I think the most important question is, does it make sense? Because with a lot of statistical information, it's just confusing, and we have a hard time interpreting, and we never just take a time to look at it and see if it makes sense.
So in conclusion, I thought that this book made me realize that statistics can be extremely manipulative, which is something that I never really considered when looking at graphs or anything. And it also taught me that at first glance, a lot of graphs and pictorial images may not really depict what you really think. So in general, some of the tips that I picked up was to look at things like the axes and the ranges given and stuff like that.
I agree with Sion because it's like, I think the only thing I really did learn from this book is the whole visual aspect of statistics, because I never really paid attention to axes and how big or small the intervals and stuff are. So I think other than that, like, I really didn't, honestly, I didn't learn much from this book. I thought it was very confusing. I thought it was very repetitive on a lot of topics. And I think that the last chapter and about 5 and 6 were probably my favorite chapters in the book, because everything else was just teaching me stuff I already knew or stuff I already thought. And other stuff just, it kind of confused me even more about statistics, which is already, I think, a very touchy subject for a lot of people. So I don't think I would actually recommend this book to people in the future.
Statistics was already, like, a touchy subject to me. So, I mean, I guess I did learn a little from this book about statistical manipulation, but it was confusing at times. I mean, I would recommend it, but not, I would recommend something else before I recommend this, because it was good, but it wasn't that good. So what I realized
is that I'm glad I didn't read this book before I took the statistics course, because it would have confused me even more, which statistics I was already confused in, but if I read it before, it would have had me thinking crazy, and like I would be confused because I would always be thinking that I'm being manipulated. So basically, after reading the book, I just know I need to double check when I'm looking at graphs and numbers.